Short disclaimer. This podcast is in no way affiliated with the Stars production or Diana Gabaldon. All views expressed are solely our own. Welcome to the Outlander podcast,
where the men are kilted,
the women are winsome,
and the whiskey is neat.
Welcome to episode 176 of the Outlander podcast. I'm Ginger.
And I'm Summer, and we are in love with all things Outlander.
In this episode, we rejoin our whiskey advent calendar tasting numbers 17 through 24.
17 is Kavalin, Concertmaster Port Cask Finish, single malt whiskey. Now, do we know where that's from? It doesn't say Scotch whiskey. Kavalin. Sorry, not Kavalin. Kavalin. 40% by volume. Go for it, Sam.
All right. It's got... This one's darker.
It smells kind of sweet, I think. I don't know. We'll see.
Ugh. Oh, no, that was sour.
Oh, funny.
That was real sour. That was not a party in my mouth.
But the finish is nice. I don't know. It was weird. Now that it's out of my mouth, it doesn't... My mouth tastes okay, but... It was a punishment.
Kavalin. Okay. I think I took a little bit too much.
I didn't quite get sour, but I see what you're saying, or I see why you could say that. I don't even know. It's like not ashy peaty smoky mossy necessarily. But it's definitely not super sweet. The smell was nice. The smell was really sweet. I thought the smell was going to make it like really honey. You know what I mean? Mm. It wasn't though. Okay, Mandy.
Okay. My number 17 is Finlagen Sherry Finish. It's a single malt Scotch whiskey, 40%, 6% volume. Not a peaty one. But doesn't smell... Sweet. Maybe a little more alcohol-y than some of them smell. But the taste is sweet. But definitely a burn. And a little bit of char on the finish, but not peaty with it. Not bad. I'd drink that.
Well, you drink any whiskey, my dear. You're very forgiving.
That's not true. There are a few I do not care for. I drink any whiskey once.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Okay. Number 18. And I don't have a lot of faith in this one because it starts with the word Oban. Oban Little Bay. Single malt Scotch whiskey, 43% volume.
Kind of smells a little fruity. I think that's going to be deceptive and it's not going to taste delightful at all, but kind of smells a little fruity. Not sweet, not fruity. Just a hint of something smoky peaty, like a little bit, but it didn't have a finish of anything pleasant.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I wouldn't put it under the category of ashy peaty smoky mossy. However, I let it kind of sit in my mouth, held my breath, and then swallowed it slowly. And then as it kind of went down my throat and then where the whiskey had touched in the roof of my mouth and on my tongue, kind of you get that, you know, a slight burning because it's alcohol, but then you get the different notes. I got, oh gosh darn it, and even now I got a hint of peaty. And then I swallowed it and started talking to you and then took a breath and... It's even more of a peaty aftertaste. Light, but peaty. Did you get that, Sam?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Mandy, go for it.
Okay. My number 18 is labeled Drinks by the Dram. The Eliach Peaty. Single malt Scotch whiskey. 40% volume. And it's definitely got some peat smell to it. But it's not overly strong, it didn't appear. A definite peaty taste to it. But not super strong and overpowering with it. And some definite sweet notes on the finish. Not bad at all. So I'll have to go back and look up what that Gaelic means.
Number 19 That Boutique Whiskey Company. I think this is the first for me. English Whiskey Company, 5-year-old batch. Batch 1, single malt English whiskey, 49.5% volume.
It's got a smell like there's going to be some unpleasantness awaiting me in the smoky kind of nature. But it's not a real super smoky, but there's a nose, a bit of peaty smoke stuff.
Did this hit you? Oh, that was a smell. Summer does not like English whiskey, or at least this one.
Yeah. Oh, that was real smoky at the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm afraid, but and, okay.
Whoa, okay. I can't.
Okay, the smell, I get a hint of the peat in the smell, too. Not as bad as last week's or last time's, but it is available. It is ascertainable from the smell. Whoa. Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to inhale anymore. 150%, the aftertaste hits you as soon as you swallow. It is full of peat, full of peat, full of peat. Okay, Mandy, you're number 19.
Okay. My number 19 is another Drinks by the Dram. Glen Almond Every Day. It's a blended malt scotch whiskey, 40% volume. Definitely smells on the sweetie caramelly side. Very smooth. Maybe a hint of grassy flavor in that one, but not in a bad way. Definitely smooth. So for all you people out there who think you don't like whiskeys, the blends may be a better starting place than the single malts, because they definitely, by and large, are much smoother.
Okay, so I'm number 20.
Oh, thank God.
Peter Cairn. It's all right, Peter. Fetter Cairn. Fask. Thought it was P. Single malt scotch whiskey, 42% volume.
This one's really caramel colored. It's a dark one. I'm afraid because I think I'm getting a little bit of a nose of some smokiness, but not as... The nose is not as strong as the nose on that one last week, but it's hiding in there. I can feel it. Okay, so it started sweet. And then, the smoky peaty stuff never actually found its way into my palate. So maybe I was hallucinating that when I was smelling it, or my tongue's gone numb. But I'm sure that was intended to be sweet.
Okay, number 20. I didn't smell anything sweet. I just smelled a little bit of peat. Then I tasted it, and I tasted a little bit of peat. The aftertaste is not as bad as that last one, but it burns my bottom back down in my throat. It burns, not in my mouth and not where it meets my throat, but almost in my neck.
I was gonna say, you're already feeling that in your bottom. No. How are you drinking? You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
It's called a scotch enema. You get out of my face.
No, I don't want to imagine. Terrible idea.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
No. Don't even give people the idea. Although we don't.
Burning.
At least you wouldn't have to taste it.
What if you did, though?
Oh, Summer, stop. Mandy, you're number 20.
Okay, my number 20 is Compass Box Great King Street Artist Blend. It's a blended scotch whiskey at 43% volume. It's a very pale color. Definitely, again, smells on the sweeter side. Maybe some citrus notes. It's hard to tell. I think they're starting to blend. No pun intended. Definitely a sweeter one, but definitely a stronger one as well. The astringency was more on this one. And a little bit of char at the end. But not bad. Would not turn it down.
Okay, number 21. The Macallan. That's a good one. 12-year-old double cask, single malt scotch whiskey, 40% volume.
I'm hoping for good things from you, Macallan. But I'm not feeling very confident right now. That legitimately almost hit my gag reflex. Well, that would have ruined the last 3 shots.
And here at the Outlander podcast, we do not throw away our shots.
No, we don't. While it was in my mouth, it was not pleasant. Then the gagging part happened. I swallowed it anyway. And now I'm left with a little sweetness. There's a little sweetness in there. So it was, wow.
Okay, I'll hope for a lot of sweetness. Let's see. Oh my goodness. Okay, 21.
The smell? Oh, yeah, it smells kind of sweet. You know, decent. It didn't, like, hit me over the head like that Lagavulin. I keep going back to that. I know, but... Well, it was only the fumes that circled and spiraled in my mouth that made me cough afterwards. But are you kidding me? This has to be the most mild whiskey I've tasted in my life. Does that mean it's smooth?
Who are you asking?
Probably Mandy. Okay, Mandy, this is probably the smoothest then I've ever had.
That's what I call smooth.
What do you think?
Just clarifies that my mouth was not made for whiskey.
That's okay. I'll take your, I almost said I'll take your mouth. I'll take the whiskey.
Oh, no, you won't. You know, you will get positively incestuous when you drink whiskey. Oh,
Lord. I'm not even drunk, Summer. I'm barely drinking.
Y'all already have a reputation.
Right.
Apparently, yes. Very creative people think that we're blonde looking like lovers.
Okay. All right. Move along. It's Mandy.
Thanks for bringing
turn.
That up, Mandy. Okay, Mandy, your turn. Number 21.
Okay. My 21 is Tamdhu. It's a Speyside single malt Scotch whiskey. I tend to like Speyside, so I have good things expected. It's a 10-year-old, so it's fairly young whiskey. Single malt Scotch whiskey, 40% volume. It's got a nice color on it. Definitely smells like a Speyside on the sweeter side. Not a whole lot of burn noted in the nose. Yeah, very, very caramelly butterscotchy. Very nice. It's for a single malt, it's very smooth. And that's one of the things I do tend to like about the Speysides, is they are a smooth and just a little bit of smokiness on the finish, but it's not a peat smoke. It's a you know, more like sitting in front of a nice log fire than swallowing an ash pit.
Than swallowing an ash pit or an ashtray?
Either one.
Okay, 22, Buffalo Trace, another Kentucky. Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, 40% volume. Mm.
So this is how we'll test whether or not you actually do like bourbon ginger.
We'll have to see. But yeah, we'll see.
It smells like something that I can't put my finger on. I'm going to call it bourbon. Y'all were real slow on that uptake.
You're such a smart aleck. Oh my gosh.
I'm like, that was a slow burner because neither of y'all laughed for a hot minute. All right. You know, what makes me so angry about most of these, and I don't know if angry is the right term, but what is annoying is that a lot of the aftertastes are nice and kind of pleasant. But I don't want to drink something for an aftertaste.
Mm. You want to enjoy it and then maybe have an aftertaste.
And I don't enjoy the drinking. The aftertaste is not unpleasant. But I shouldn't have to suffer to get to it. You may like it, Ginger. I don't know. You tell me about your bourbon.
Because Ginger likes to suffer.
Keep in mind, whiskey is supposed to be, in most cases, sipped and savored. It's not generally something you're downing shots with.
And I'm not trying to down shots of it, but if I can't put it into my mouth and enjoy the putting it into my body, I'm not going to enjoy the rest.
We've proven you can.
We've proven I can. This is true.
And we've proven that she'll even swallow.
Wow.
Look,
we're hiding all the cider next trip.
Boo. I already read it, right? Okay, 22. Yeah, I just smelled it, and it smells... I don't smell this... Oh, my goodness gracious. Hold on. I just got a hint of, like, pineapple? Am I totally off my rocker?
That could have been what I was smelling. I was like, I smell something, but it didn't belong.
It's definitely not cinnamon. I don't know. It's, like, either pineapple... Or coconut? I'm totally, like, messing something up. But something is odd.
It's tropical. Get on in there.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said tropical. That's a good way to put it. Okay. I'm waiting waiting for the aftertaste. I think I like the other bourbon, the other Kentucky bourbon, better. But it's not awful. I think if I were ever going to buy one, I'd buy a shot of the other one. I don't think I'd buy a shot of this one. But I'm intrigued. I am intrigued enough to find someone who knows about this stuff and do a Kentucky or whatever bourbon, American, whatever collection of bourbon tastings only.
I'm intrigued.
Talk to Michelle. She loves bourbon. She and her husband.
She does?
She does. Her.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mandy, your number 22.
Okay. My number 22 is that Boutique Whiskey Company. It's the Invergordon 25-year-old Batch 9. It's a single grain Scotch whiskey at 49.8% volume. It's rather pale. I guess that's with a higher alcohol content. It's got some smoke smell to it, but not a strong peaty. It's got some astringency to it, but you can tell with that 25-year age, it's a much richer flavor than the younger whiskeys. It just lingers and definitely comes more caramely and butterscotchy the longer it sits in your palate. I definitely like that one. That's a keeper.
We're almost there, ladies. Seriously, these are going to be two short episodes. We've gotten through almost 24 in 51 minutes, which is kind of insane.
I will say I've poured very small sips.
Oh, no, me too. Okay, number 23, Sam. Aw, I think one of Sam's favorite, Highland Park. 12-year-old single malt Scotch whiskey, 40% volume.
Okay, this kind of smells peaty. Ugh. And you shouldn't tell me it was Sam's favorite, because now I'm going to feel really bad when I hate it.
Oh, girl.
Okay.
No, that's not good.
Not even a good aftertaste. That was just... I'm sorry, Sam. That was unpleasant from start to finish.
Okay, let's see if I can make it up to you, Sam. Wow. As soon as you swallow it and then inhale, you get a mouth and a throat full of smoke and peat. But when you're drinking, or when you taste, at least for me, I don't taste the smoke and peat. It's in the aftertaste only. I mean, it's immediate, though. And even like after 20 seconds or 15 seconds of talking and you take a breath and concentrate on it, you taste it. You continue to taste it. It's backed off, but it's still there. Interesting. Yeah. Sorry, Sam. It's all yours. Okay, Mandy, you're number 23.
Okay. Well, my number 23 is the Blended Whiskey Company, the Lost Distilleries Blend, Batch 8. It's a blended Scotch whiskey at 53.1% volume. Definitely a lighter color than some of the ones we've had or I've had tonight. Doesn't smell particularly peaty. Maybe a little bit honey? Hard to tell. Definitely some astringency to it. Kind of takes your breath a little bit. The taste is smooth, but the astringency is definitely there. Not bad. Little bit of smoke maybe in the finish. I won't say it's one of my favorites tonight, but not bad.
Okay, Summer. We hopefully saved the best for last.
Is this the 24?
This is number 24. This is Christmas Eve worthy, supposedly. We'll keep the bottle, and if we like it, we can have some more on Christmas Eve. Okay, the Blended Whiskey Company. The Half Century Blend, Batch 1, aged over. That's not exactly. That means over, more than 50 years. Blended Scotch Whiskey, 45.
That's the same one I have.
Really? So we can actually talk about the same one.
Yep.
Okay, at the same time. Blended Scotch Whiskey, 45.5%.
So when we opened this bottle today, we were like, oh, it kind of smells Christmassy. And I was like, it does kind of smell like eggnog. Mm-hmm. But now it smells fruity. Maybe now that it's been breathing for like 6 hours.
Because yours has been open to the elements.
I know. So it smells kind of fruity now. But we have high hopes. But I'm going to be mad if the only one I like is like the one that costs like $800 a shot.
Because you'd have to give that away.
No, I do not like that. Yay! No, that was... It definitely... Parts of it did not actually taste like whiskey. Like, it tasted like some other kind of alcohol in there with it. It's a real strong flavor. That's real strong. There's nothing timid about that.
So you're saying you agree it smelled kind of Christmassy, but it was not timid in the taste?
Yes.
Oh, that makes me sad. I hope it's at least enjoyable, because you didn't sound like
she
you enjoyed it.
She doesn't enjoy
it.
Any,
Ginger, I don't enjoy any of them.
That's true. Okay. Let me see. There's like seven different layers of this. Okay. The first taste.
There's not 50 years worth of layers to that?
Summer. I mean, there's so many things I smell, taste, whatever. Okay. So when I first tasted it, it tasted almost exactly as it smelled. It was beautiful and Christmassy and sweet and everything. And then I swallowed it. And then that changed. It never, ever, 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 ever to me became, and I'm not saying you said it did, but it never became toward the peat.
No.
It's like you taste it. You're like, oh my gosh, it's Christmas. And then it goes down and you're like, it goes down. It's like it's letting up a little bit. And then it was like something shot back up and like exploded in my nose. It was like this, like a, I think of a dragon like breathing fire. It felt like something came up my throat into my nose, like a big whoosh or something, like the alcoholic fume or whatever, like burned me. It was sudden. And then it eased up. But the entire time, even though that was a little bit painful-ish, the entire time it was the Christmassy, but it got really strong, almost to the borderline of alcohol-y. And then that fume thing went away. And then it got lighter Christmassy. It never was the same as the nose and the first taste again, but it was definitely not peat. So this, I like it.
All right, Mandy.
Okay, Mandy, tell us what you think.
Yeah, no, it definitely, there's a piney smell to it that is very Christmassy. I don't smell any citrus, but that just might be because I just poured mine. So it's not been oxygenating very long. I have high expectations for this. I'm going to be very disappointed if I don't like it.
Me too.
It does. It's very smooth for whiskey. There's not a lot of astringency to it at all. And it does taste Christmassy. There's something about it that tastes evergreen, mm-hmm. but then it mellows out to got something I can't really put my finger on, but it makes me want to, you know, put on a barber jacket and curl up by the fire with a glass of whiskey by the Christmas tree. Think Sam Heughan would cut me one?
Wait, you say barber, you mean, yeah. You mean Sam Heughan, right?
Like a Christmas ad. It's very good. There is, so. To me, there is a little bit of smoke in it, but it's not peaty. The lingering is just, like I said, just like curled up next to a warm fire, but without hitting you over the head with it. I liked it. Not sure I would pay what it probably costs for a bottle, but that would be because I'm cheap. But no, I will save that and open it again on Christmas Eve.
Oh, I know. I'm like, Summer, you don't want it again? Nope. Okay, so
more
I will
for
keep.
You.
If we ever find the one she says she would have again, we'll buy stock in that company.
Oh, right. Well, didn't you like that honey thing, the Dewar's honey or whatever it was, like ages ago?
Like I said, that's not a resounding. That's not anything I would take to the bank and be like, this is the best whiskey ever if Summer liked it. Because if I say I liked that one, I hated that one the least. That's not, you know, a great advertisement for that whiskey. Like I said, if I have to pick one, okay, everyone pick one. What was your favorite tonight? Just everyone just say the 50 and we'll call it.
Summer, don't lie. Or do you just don't like any of them?
I didn't like any of them.
The 50 was good, but I have to say, I think my favorite is still the Macallan. I like the Macallan.
Is that the
lot.
One I said was really smooth?
That's the one I almost threw up drinking.
I don't think it's exactly the same one I had, though. I had the 12-year-old Cherry Oak. I think yours was different.
Oh, our Macallan. Yeah, our Macallan is 12-year-old double cask. But our Macallan was very smooth, and I didn't mind it at all. I think my favorite smells were the first Kentucky bourbon with the red hot smell. Then my favorite to taste was the 50-year-old, of course.
Well, I think what I've learned from this experiment is to have more respect for the blended whiskeys. I think I've kind of been a bit of a snob for single malts.
Isn't that interesting?
And I do like single malts, but the blends are very nice as well. What I was kind of hoping that this would do, and kind of did and kind of didn't, is I was hoping this would give me a good exposure to other whiskeys so I could try some other things when I'm out, especially in Scotland where they have decent whiskey selections. However, I think a lot of these are small batches and special brews. So I don't think these are a lot. I mean, some of them like the Macallan you'll find in Highland Park and some of those. But I don't think a lot of these are going to be your run-of-the-mill whiskeys that you're going to find in a bar in Scotland. Unless you're at like the Lismore or something.
Like right. You can pop into a pub or go to
or go to On Gale Vaughn and just grab.
As much as I love that, they don't have a huge selection there at Sutherland's. If you want a huge whiskey selection, go somewhere like Lismore or I forget the other one that has the really huge whiskey collection. But it is a good, I think, for people that are interested. I mean, it's not an insignificant investment. I mean, it's cost a couple hundred bucks. But it would give you, I think, an introduction to blends versus single malts, having some appreciation for Speyside versus Islay, and, you know, some of the regions that might give you a better understanding of where your taste might lie in terms of the whiskey spectrum.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a good, especially if you did it with, maybe not someone across the country, but if you did it with someone local or someone in your family and you could kind of split the cost, because you don't need the entire bottle. You can literally, one bottle, if you had, like, quite frankly, I mean, they may drink more, but if the three of us plus the two other gentlemen who we did that whiskey tasting in Scotland in 2015 with, we could have passed one of these around.
Mm. Oh, yeah, easily.
You see what I'm saying? So you don't need a whole thing for one person.
Yeah. What I would be interested to see, and maybe somebody in Scotland does this and we just don't know about it because we ran across this one particular vendor, is I would love to see packaged with this box where each of these whiskeys falls on the chart in terms of smooth versus sweet versus smoky peaty. Yeah. Just, you know, again, you know, maybe an advent whiskey calendar for beginners, you know, who are trying to learn what they like and what they don't like.
Yeah.
And then when you have, you know, an understanding of what you like from your box in that range, you know, where to go, you know, to find other whiskeys in that same area.
I agree. Because obviously, if they didn't do well with this, they wouldn't offer this. I think even if it weren't an advent calendar, which they offer probably during this time of year, you know, if they could do a beginner's intro to whiskey, but in the same type of packaging or the same type of little shot, little jar glasses, you know, with maybe 10, you know what I mean? You don't need 20. You don't need 24 to start with. Like 10 or 15 would be plenty for someone who's just trying to
one from each region.
Exactly, because you're introducing exactly what is stereotypical of each region. So if the Islay is known for the Speyside are known for the sweeter ones, right?
Mm-hmm. Smoother.
And the Islay is known for some of the more ashy, peaty, smoky, mossy things like that. So if you got, you know, something even like designed like a box like this, but maybe they had like a map on it. And when it had a whole, like a number one over like the map was a map of Scotland and like number one was going to be a Speyside and the box was under that area of Scotland, you know?
Yeah.
Or just a little booklet from each distillery. Like, hey, if you want to be included in our advent calendar, give us a little blurb about what to expect from this little dram.
Yep. And somebody's probably doing that. We just don't know about it yet. So if they're not, it's a business idea.
Sure.
You know, some Scottish whiskey lovers who we could put on that.
Right.
We don't know anybody. What are you talking about? Okay, ladies. Well, that was fun. And I don't think any of it was bad, but it wasn't, it was an adventure, but it wasn't as painful as I thought it would be to taste 16. Probably because we aren't drinking that much.
Oh, it was pretty painful.
Summer is always painful for you.
Yeah, these were thumbnail size sips.
Just enough to let the flavor explode in my mouth.
Which is good, because exactly. My bedroom is upstairs and I have to be able to get there. So
we're wrapping up now. Thank you, Mandy, for joining us. And Summer, thank you for drinking.
Thank you for suffering through.
Thank you for surviving. I'm glad you survived. Oh, yeah. And
was touch and go there for a hot minute.
That's the last time you have any bright ideas.
Exactly.
I'll keep them to myself.
Exactly. So I'm not sure the next time when we'll, I know we'll do another one. Don't know when or where or how. We wouldn't repeat this because, you know, one and done. You don't want to be repetitive. But hopefully we'll be doing one in Scotland next time. Or someone will be in person somewhere. So we wish you all a very happy Christmas Eve. And thank you as always so much for listening. We look forward to our next episode. Slanjava.
Agas.
Nalak Vil.
Thank you to our generous partner, Zencastr, who offers high-fidelity podcasting. Check out Zencastr and use coupon code OUTLANDER20, OUTLANDER20, for 20% off 3 months or 20% off for a year. Connect with us. Visit our website at outlanderpod.com. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/outlanderpod. We'd love for you to join our Facebook community at outlanderpod.com/group. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at outlanderpod. I dreamt it last night that my young